Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Hashalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, about to begin some inquiries into the nature of the status of a korban that has gone through the circumstance outlined in our Mishnah, which is that it was brought Shelo Lishmo. And we just processed Rabbi Rish Lakish's challenge, which is that if it is not Meratzeh for the owner, then why bring it? And if it is, then why, if it is kosher to bring, then why is it not Meratzeh? And we brought them different models. Rabbi Lazar brought his model of an Olah that's brought Lachar Mitah. It's brought even though it's not Meratzeh. And then we have three different analyses of that back and forth. And now we're continuing on with the same theme, but away from Rish Lakish. Yivayelahu. Kipru amashabau alo kipru. When you offer up an olah, and it's brought up shelo lishmo, but it's still offered up as a result, is it machaper for the purpose that you designated or not? Shesh b'rei d'ravidi. Mistaber alo kipru. Makes sense that it's not. Why di isal gadai dach kipru? If you think that it is machaper, sheni lama huba, then why bring the second one? So it'd be like Chulin Lazar, Elamai, so what's the answer? Lo Kippuru, so Lamu Karev. But if it's not Mechaper, then why bring it? In other words, if you're going to tie in the legitimacy of bringing the Korban with the efficaciousness of it being Mechaper, then one of them has got to go. So Rashi, Rav Sheshet, Rav Ravidi, Achik Kakashale, this is why what he was asking. Iyamar Pishtaba Lo Kippuru, if you accept the notion that they're not Mechaper, and Shelo Lishmo Mikoch Lishmo Kati. I understand why you bring the first one, because it was originally designated Lishmo, it was a proper Korban, so that's sort of the engine that drives it. For Sheni Lama Huba, then what's the second one being brought? Mechaper. Elayim Art Kippur, but if you say that the first one is Mechaper, then Sheni Lama Huba, then the Sheni has no purpose at all. He says, so it makes sense that the first one is not Mechaper, and it comes because it was originally brought or put together properly. Now, Ibai Elohu. This is a general question about a korban olah, not an olah that was brought shelo lishmo. Let's say a person violated a few mitzvot asei, and then he decided to bring a korban olah to try to cleanse that. And then, after he separated the animal, designated as an olah, but before he brought the korban, he violated some other aseis. Can the korban cover that, or is it the moment of hafrasha that is the black line? And here's the question. Do we compare it to a chatat? Ma chatat akonam afasha indalachar afashalo. A chatat only works for those things that happened before he designated the chatat. And therefore, afachnami dekonam afasha indalachar afashalo. Same thing with the ola. Odim olodami la chatat. Here's the key difference. Chatat okochet vachet boili to yichad a chatat. Let's say you ate chelev and you ate dam and then you remembered and then you forgot and you ate some more chelev and some more dam. You'd have to bring four korbanot. One for each chait. Given the ika kama ase gabe mechapra, but that isn't true about an olah. You don't bring one olah for each ase. The truth is, you don't have to bring an olah for anything of that sort. But rather, if you bring a korban olah, it's mechapra on all the mitzvot ase and the lot ase and itak ase that you have. So therefore, ase de lachar v'shanam mechapra. So imagine this, and I said, an olah is really not like a chatat. A chatat, there's an immediate obligation the minute that you realize you ate chelev or mechal Shabbos, whatever it may be. The same is not true about an olah. So therefore, maybe an olah will cover also things that you omitted, didn't fulfill properly after hafrashah. So let's see. Toshma. The pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra says, V'samach didavar ov v'nirtzal lo chaper olav. He puts his hands on the korban and it's accepted. Chismicha machaperet. We can't say that there's kapara as soon as you put your hands on the animal. Although in kapara la b'dam, you have to shecht it, and kabbalat adam is rikat adam, shenemar, ki adam hu b'nefesh hachaber. That's why we can't eat dam, because dam is the effector of kapara. And so why did it say, if he puts his hands on, then the chaper alav? Alamatu alam samach v'yitza l'chaper, she'im asa'al l'smicha she'er mitzvah, because if you treated smicha like should we say, the tail of the mitzvah, meaning, you disregarded it and did not do it, but the reality is v'kiper, meaning it says v'samach v'chaper, v'samach v'nirsal l'chaper alav, that if you do smicha, it's mechaper. What it means is that if you don't do smicha, it's as if you're not mechaper, but the reality is you are mechaper. Now, what does that mean? Now we have to take a look at this braita. My love, the kiper, asay, the korma afrasha, doesn't it mean that you're mechaper on the asays up until afrasha? And lo kippur aseh de smicha, but the aseh that you missed of smicha on the korban itself is not mechaper. In other words, you forgot Kriyat Shema for a few days and didn't put on tefillin and didn't eat matzah one Pesach. So he decided to bring an olah. So all the aseis up until that point in Mechaper, but this new asay that you didn't do at the korban, which is smicha, it's not Mechaper. So that's the phrasing, ki'ilu lo kiper v'kiper. So that would indicate that any asay after afasha doesn't count. So Amar Rava, no, asay the smicha kamar, you're trying to use the asay of smicha. Remember, until the moment of Shechita, you have to do smicha. Actually, you have to do it immediately before. Take off the smicha Shechita. So therefore, emot kavi asay, when are you liable for omitting the asay? Lachar Shechita, only after you did Shechita. So lachar Shechita, l'kam v'ayla. Nobody is asking whether or not you can add in asays that you blew after Shechita and include them. That's not on the table. The only thing on the table is things after Afrasha, which could have been a few days ago, a week ago. So Ravuna Brady Rav Yehuda the Rava. So he asked him as follows, Ema Kiper Gavra. So Emi Kiper and Lo Kiper means something else. Lo Kiper Kamishmai means formally you got Kapara, but you still got to work things out between God. You and God because you didn't do Smicha. And it will prove it to you. Because Milo Tnan, don't we have the Mishnah about the Mitzvah Ravana Tarba, Shemana Shara Kafo Kenyitain, Lechaper Lavne Hashem, whatever's left over of the shemen that's in the Loga Shemen, he puts on the head of the Mitzvah, and that means Im Natan Kiper, Vim Lonatan Lo Kiper. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, so if you don't put it on, there's no kapar, because it's Lechaper Alav, so whatever leftover oil, has to go on the Mitzvah's head, and if not, then it's not Lechaper. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri disagrees and says, Shiar Mitzvahin, it's really not essential to the Mitzvah. Whether or not he put it on his head, it's mechaper. But he uses the same language we have. Nonetheless, we consider it as if he's not mechaper. And now it means v'chiper. So my kid lo kiper, what does it mean that it's as if he wasn't mechaper? If you tell him he's gathering another korban, so amar peinitan peinolitan kiper. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said the kapara is formally there, whether or not he put the oil on the guy's head. You know, he put it on the ear and on the thumb and on the toe. And if he didn't put on the leftover on the head, it's still mechaper. Ela kiper gavra lo kiper kamishmaya. What is Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? What must he mean? He must mean that the fellow formally is a chief kapara, he's still got to work things out with God. Meaning on a non-formal level. So achanami kiper v'lochi, that's the same thing with smicha. What it means about smicha is that you formally completed the korban, because smicha is not ma'akev, but you still got to work things out with God. You didn't do smicha. So no, the answer is no. With the Mitzvah, we do have a split. Kiper matan behonot, you did the behonot, meaning the ear and the thumb and etc. properly. Lo kiper matanot harosh, you didn't properly do putting it on the head. So you did part kapar, not the other. You have to bring another log of shemen and put it on the head. Right? So Rabbi Akiva says everything is lost. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says it's segmented. But lo kiper, really part of it. So you don't really have proof from there. Let's see. Toshma, Rishimon Omer, Kivsei Atzeret Lamahin Bayin. This is a sugi read recently at the beginning of Shavuot. The beginning of Masechet Shavuot deals with Tumat Vitash V'Kodashav, and which korbanot are mechaper for which component of them. And we had a three mechlok with Tanakam, Rishimon, and Rishimon about the Seirei Chatat of the Regalim. Are they all mechaper to Tumat Mikdash? Is the one of Yom Kippur different than the other ones? Is Rosh Chodesh stand out? So now, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Kivsei Atzeret Shlamim. First of all, he says, why did Kivsei Atzeret come? And the answer, that's a no-brainer. That's Shlamim. That's not what he's asking. El Seirei Atzeret Lamim. And there's two goats brought as a chatat, each as a chatat on Shavuot. Why are they brought? Al Tumat Mikdash V'Korashav. Both brought to clear up Tumat Mikdash that happened since the last regel. Now, he's Rakta Moshe Rishon Sheni Lamakarev. So Rabbi Shimon then asks, once you did Zrikat Nadama the first, why bring the second? It's got no purpose, which is kind of like our problem that we had a little bit earlier about why bring the second korban. So the answer is al tuma sheura ben zelazeh. If there was tuma that happened between the two of them, so now more miata reina yisrael akriv korban b'chol eid b'chol sha'ah ashechizeh hakatuv. So you see that Am Yisrael really should bring korban out every second to constantly cleanse up the possibility of tuma, but the Torah didn't want to lay such a heavy burden on us. Now, v'ha'hacha, what do you see from here? So you see that we're talking about a violation of an asay, in this case really a lav of Tumat Mikdash, that's after hafrasha, because you designated the animals, you shechted one, and then there was the concern maybe tuma happened in the meantime, and then you offer one with the dam, and then maybe tuma happened, you offer up the other one, and it cleanses it, so that it's cleansing stuff that happened after afrasha. So that seems to support the notion that a korban will work for things that happened after afrasha. The answer is no. If you're mafri stem at one shot, it wouldn't work. Your question would be good. What's the case? You're mafri stem in sequence, one and then the other. And the issue is not tuma that happened between zrikat adam of this and zrikat adam of that, but rather between the hafrasha of one and the hafrasha of the next. Because it's only mechaper of things that happened before hafrasha. If that's the case, why does the text tell us that the Torah only wants you to bring two seirim if they're designated in sequence and not simultaneously? And like Rashi points out, it happens every year. It's not a one-time deal. So Rapapa, Kumanat Sibur Kamart. Rapapa stops this train in its tracks and says, how can you use Kumanat Sibur as a challenge here? Shani Kumanat Sibur, Delay Beitin Kamat Nalayan. Kumanat Sibur aren't driven by an individual's intent. They're driven by Lev Beitin, means Beitin sets up in advance what the intent of this is. The sakin, when you shecht it, pulls it in the direction of whatever they are, meaning whatever the purpose is at the point of shechita, that's what Beitin in advance said it's going to be used for. And so therefore, that's why Rabbi Shimon here could talk about tumah that happens between, because the Beit Din's already set that up in advance. That says nothing to the issue of an individual bringing an olah, and after he was mafresh, it had other essays. So time out. Amalev Yosef, Bredo, Shmuel, or Papa. He asked for Papa. Me, Rabbi Shimon, Lev Beit Din, Malay, Elen. Rabbi Shimon doesn't accept that principle of Lev Beit Din. And Rabbi Shimon's the author of the statement that we're using as a proof. Vidi Barvin, Amr, Yitzchak, Amr, Rabbi Yochanan. If the year ran out and you had some korbanot tmidin and you can't use them anymore because it has to come from the new fund and these were bought with the old fund, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't redeem them until they have a mum. But you can't just redeem them because you don't say that Beit Din was matneh, that if these are left over, then they're considered kochi betakabayit and you can redeem them. Remember, betakabayit can be redeemed betmimim, not kochi mizbeach. Chacham say that they could be redeemed even without a mum, because the Beit Din was matneh that if time ran out and these aren't needed, they become kochi betakabayit, which you could redeem it to be mim. So you see, Rabbi Shimon doesn't accept that. For Abba Miner Rabbi Yirmiyam Rabbi Zeira, he asked him, "See, Rei Atzer Chikibel Daman B'Shnei Kosot V'Nizrak Damo Shel Rishon." And now we're talking about Zrikat Adam of the first Seir Atzeret. Sheni Lama Huba. Why bring the second one? So al tuma shura ben zrika shel zel zeh, because of tuma that happened between the zrika of one and the zrika of the next one, which me, and that was his question. Ad kama mevayale ela asei lachar shchita. So he's only asking about whether the asei after the shchita of the one could be included in the second, could be covered or cleansed. And the second one, but I'll say lachar frasha lakumbayle, he was not asking about something that happens after a frasha that's clearly covered. The only question is, will it go all the way till shechita? So dilmim timsalom akumar, that's not really a proof, because maybe he's just saying, does it cover before a frasha or after a frasha? Dilmim timsalom akumar, does it cover shechita or not? Which means we end up at this question with absolutely no resolution. And therefore we do not know if you separated an olah because you realized you had a few assays you hadn't done, and after you separated it and designated it, you missed a few more assays, whether they can be covered with that or not. Okay, Itmar. Now we have a series of memrot. The first one is a machloket Rabban Rav Chista, and the rest are seven memrot, short, very short memrot of Rava, about the whole issue of Lishma. Todah sheshachta l'shem todah chaviro. You shechted a korban todah l'shem, the todah of another guy. Rabba Mark Sheira, Rav Chista Mar Psula. There we go. Rabba Mark Sheira, why? Todah l'shem todah nishchata. Todah here means whether it counts for the guy. It's certainly valid because a todah shel lishmo is a valid korban. He said the todah was brought for a todah. Rav Chista mar psula, why? L'shum shlamim didei nishchata b'inin. It has to be neshechted as shlamim for this guy. Now, Amar Rabba mana aminola. I'll prove to you that it's kosher. Why? D'tanya. Uvesar zavach todah shlama b'yom kibbutz zivcho. This is a pasuk we already used a little earlier in the foundational sugya of lishmo.
Todah
This is a drasha that we already saw. The Todah is called Shlamim. Shlamim is not called a Todah. Marfish ben Zalazet, Todah Kriya Shlamim. So if you shechted a Todah and said it's for Shlomim, it's kosher. But Shlomim L'Shem Todah is not. Now Shlomim L'Shem Todah psula, so what do you see from there? This is Rabbi now. That if you bring Shlomim L'Shem Todah, it's pasul. HaTodah L'Shem Todah, as long as you brought a Korban Todah. L'Shem Todah, K'shera, right? Now, my love, the Chavre, doesn't it mean even, meaning the impact is, doesn't mean even if you brought the Todah of one guy for the Shem Todah of another guy, that it's kosher. So Rav Chista would answer, lo, didei, it has to be a Todah for your own Todah. But if you brought it for somebody else's Todah, then it's psula. So Rabbi will counter, Adatani Shlomim L'Shem Todah psula, litni Todah L'Shem Todah. V'koshkin Shlomim L'Shem Todah. So if that's the case, once it's said that Shlomim L'Shem Todah are invalid, why don't you also say, Todah L'Shem Todah of another guy is possible, and certainly Shlomim L'Shem Todah is possible. So the answer is Shlomim L'Shem Todah didei tzarich lei. He needed to teach that if you brought your Shlomim L'Shem your Todah, it's possible, because it's not so obvious. I might think that it's reversible. Just like Todah L'Shem, it could be called Shlomim. Shlomim could also be called Todah. If you brought your own Shlomim L'Shem, your own Todah might be kosher. Kamash Malan, that it's not. So that means that the Braita really doesn't address the issue of Todah L'Shem Todah of another guy, because maybe we need to keep the focus just on messing up the name between Todah and Shlomim, all within the range of Korbanot for the proper person, because it's not so obvious that it would be invalid if it was Shlomim L'Shem Todah of yourself. Okay, Amar Rava, number one. Chatat sheshachta l'shem chatat k'shera l'shem ola psula. If you bring a korban chatat l'shem chatat, it's kasher. It's obvious. But if l'shem ola, it's pasul. My tama, why is it? And this is the sort of linking ahead to what we're going to get to in the next podcast of the reason the Mishnah says chatat is unique and shol l'shmo is pasul. V'shachat ota l'chatat amarachmana, the Torah says you have to shecht it as a chatat. V'chatat l'shem chatat nishchatat. It's a chatat, it's brought for a chatat. But l'shem ola psula, why? Because it has to be l'shem chatat. Now, next. Rav chatat sheshachta al mishem mechuyav chatat. If you offer a chatat on behalf of anybody else who is mechuyav chatat, psula. But al mishem mechuyav ola, but if for somebody who is mechuyav an ola, k'shera, why? By tam mechiper alav. The pasuk says that a chatat is mechiper alav. Alav meaning the guy who did the sin. And now, alav ulal chaviro, him and not his buddy. Chaviro do me today, but his buddy has to be somebody in the same range as he is, uchiyav kapara kamoto, somebody who is liable for a similar kapara of a chatat. But if he's somebody who's not in that category, somebody who's stating they're about to bring in ola, then he's not chaviro for this. Viamarava, third, chatat sheshachta misha inu uchiyav klum, somebody who's not bringing any korban. Psula, why? Shein lachadam bi Yisrael, shein uchiyav asay. Everybody has missed some assays, which means everybody's in a circumstance where their chatat would effectively cover, as we're going to say in the next meimer of Rava, cover their sins. And therefore, they're sort of mechuyav kapara kamoto, as per the previous statement. The Amar Rava, number four. Chatat mechaper tachavei ase mikal v'chomer. Just as we saw, a chatat is mechaper for omission of a mitzvot assay, and we learn that by kal v'chomer. Achave kretot mechaperet, if it's mechaper and kretot, and certainly it's machaper on lighter things. So lamemer debat minahi, do you think that aseis and kretot are in the same spectrum? If you have a rava chatat shachta mishmuchiyav chatat psula mishmuchiyav olak shera, but you just rava himself just got through saying that a chatat if it's shechted for someone who's mechuyav ola, he's not considered in the same bag. The answer is mikiva lo machaper mikufni machaper. That, as we already saw this statement, that it isn't a full proper kapara, that's the ola, but it does mechaper a little bit, and therefore, unless he's already designated an ola, separately for his assays, he's considered to be in the world of chatat. Okay, number five, Amar Rava, ola shechta l'shelo lishma, aso lizrok tama shelo lishma, this is at the beginning of Masechet. Ibaitem akra, ibaitem asfara, ibaitem akra, mosas fatachat ishmor, etc. Tem asfara, mishum nishaniba, etc. Kidderesh pirka. And the editor tells us right away, we already dealt with this at the beginning of the parak, no need to rehash it. Viamar Rava, number six. Ola ba'al achar mita. Meaning that, let's say, the case we had earlier, that a woman gave birth, she brought a chatat, before she died, before she could bring her ola, she died. So it's brought by the heirs. Shachtam b'shini kodesh psula. This is different. If you shecht it, b'shini kodesh, meaning olah l'shem shlamim, it's pasul. B'shini ba'alim k'shera. But if for the wrong person, then it's kasher. Why? De'ein ba'alim l'char mitah. Because there's no owner after mitah, and therefore shini ba'alim doesn't matter. So why is shini kodesh psula? So I'd like to suggest it's because now shini kodesh becomes the one defining feature of this korban, because there is no ba'alim, and therefore it's pasul. Rav Pinchas Brady Rav Ami Amar, he says yesh ba'alim l'char mitah. He says there is an owner after mitah, and doesn't explain what he means. So Rav Ashi Pinchas Brady Rav Ami. So Rav Ashi asked him, Dafke kamar yesh ba'alim l'char mitah? Do you mean fully there is a real owner? Meaning, uvayli tui ola achrita, and now he has full responsibility, the heir has full responsibility, and if the ola was brought in properly, he now has to bring another one. You just mean there's an owner, meaning that he's an owner, meaning that if he has his own mitzvot ase, this ola will cover him. So amrlei, dafka kamina. Rav Pinchas Ben Avraham said, I mean it seriously and fully, meaning he's fully an owner, and if the ola was brought in properly, he has to bring another one in its place. Last one, v'yamarava ola doroni. An ola is tribute, it's a gift. Meaning fundamentally, it's not for kapara, fundamentally it's his tribute to God. Now, heichidami, what's the circumstance? And Rava proves it's a doron. Because either like a tshuva, if the guy missed a bunch of assays and didn't do tshuva, then zavach hashayim toeva. We don't accept a korban from a Russia, and before tshuva is a Russia. V'idika tshuva, if he did tshuva, atanya, we have the famous breita of chilukei kapara at the end of Yoma. Avral mitzvat asei b'shav, if you violated mitzvat asei did tshuva, lozaz misham et shmo achlim lo, immediately you're forgiven, which means you don't need a korban. So we see it's a gift. And Tanya Me'achi, we have a bright of Rabbi Shimon that supports that idea. Rabbi Shimon, chatat lamaba. Why do you bring a chatat? Lamaba l'chaper. You need a chatat. Lamaba l'ifnei olah. His question is, why do you bring a chatat before an olah? Based on the principle that we saw at the end of Horayot, Hamukudash mechaviro, kodem mechaviro. The praklit shenichnas, it's like an attorney who comes in to appease the king on behalf of his client. Once the attorney has come in and the advocate has come in and appeased the king, then the tribute comes. The chatat is the one that appeases, and then the doron is the one that is the tribute. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with our analysis of Pesach and chatat and why they are fully invalid shelo lishmo in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.